Therefore, he had become like his brothers and sisters in every way, that he might be a faithful high priest before God to expiate the sins of the people. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So on this candle mass that we have today, you can blow out your candles right now, by the way. You don't have to keep them there. We don't want wax all over the pews and all over your hands to burn you. That's a good penance, by the way, but we don't need to be burning ourselves intentionally. So on this candle mass, we have some very important things that are brought before us. Do you know why anything that was going on in the gospel was happening? Do you know why Jesus and Mary and Joseph were walking all that long way to get to Jerusalem? Do you know? Remember, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, the Holy Family, were living off in Bethlehem. It wasn't an easy thing for them to be able to do. They were still getting ready. This is only a short time, 30 days, 40 days after Jesus was born. Mary is still recovering. She's just finished recovering from her pregnancy. Jesus is just this little baby, and now they got to take him on a trip all the way to the temple in Jerusalem. Why? To present him. Why? Well, isn't he God?
Yes.
Well, why does he need to belong to God if he is God? Isn't he already belonging to himself? Yeah, there's a lot of things going on in here. What you need to know is you need to know some things about the Old Testament. What does it say in the Old Testament? Remember, it talks about there in the Old Testament that any child, any animal which breaks forth from the womb, the firstborn male, is to be redeemed. Why? Because it belongs to God. And it says there in the scriptures, if you do not redeem it, if you do not consecrate it to God, what are you supposed to do? Break its neck. If you don't offer it to God, you break its neck. Why? What is the seminal moment in the life of the Hebrew people? We're Christians. We should know these things. We should be the people of the scriptures. The one thing that was most important in the life of the Hebrew people, Exodus. Exodus. When everybody picked up and left from slavery and went on to freedom, in to take the Holy Land which God had set out for them, following Moses. And how did they get free of Pharaoh's rule? When he turned the water to blood, was that enough? No. When he sent locusts and boils down upon them, was that enough? When he sent lice and cattle disease, when he sent hailstorms, when he sent darkness, was that enough? Elisa right now is trying to figure out which plagues I left off the list, because I didn't do all 10. What is it that got them out of Egypt? The death of the firstborn. The death of the firstborn. Because the firstborn belongs to God. The firstborn son belongs to God. The firstborn son is the priest. It's the one that belongs to God. And so of man and beast alike, it is to be redeemed and offered back to God because it belongs to him. He gets first. God gets first choice. If it's of the human beings, are we supposed to break their necks? Are we supposed to sacrifice them? No. God does not take the sacrifice of human beings, except one, himself. So we see here, Jesus was just following the law. Like you pointed out, he was being presented. He had to be presented because that was the prescription of the law, the firstborn son. He had to be given back to God. He had to be presented and consecrated to him. So that's what they had to do. But it wasn't necessary for Jesus, because Jesus was already God. He didn't need to be consecrated to himself. You know, Mary had to go too. The woman has to be purified after she gives birth. So she offers a sacrifice of whatever it is that she can, in the case of Mary, because she's so poor, 2 turtle doves. She offered that as a purification offering, and then after that, she was able to worship God, enter into his presence, because then she is ritually clean. And her maternity is celebrated by the whole of the Christian community, or the whole of the Jewish community. The life which she gave forth is celebrated when she is made pure. Was Mary ever impure? Maria Santissima. Entonces, sin mancha, sin pecado. She doesn't have any sin, so she has no need to do this. Why does she do it? Can I tell you why? It's because she's humble. It's because she doesn't see herself as something great. It's because she doesn't want to put herself above anyone else. It's because she wants to descend to the lowest point, because she knows that she is only great because God has made her great. That is why Jesus submitted the same thing. That is why Mary submitted the same thing. Because of what we read there, what actually Margarita read for us in Hebrews. He became like us in all things so that he could redeem us as human beings in all things. And so we shouldn't despise little things of obedience that we have to do as well. Little struggles that we have. Little things that maybe come up and say, maybe I don't have to do that because that's to lead other people to closer to God, but I know what's the better way. I still have to obey. What we see here in the life of the Blessed Virgin Mary, in the life of little baby Jesus, is that when they set themselves low and follow God, even in these things that aren't necessary for their good, what happens? Who are the other two characters in this evangel, in this gospel? Simeon and Anna. Simeon and Anna. How were they affected by what happens? It's because of the faithfulness and the humility of the Blessed Virgin Mary and of Jesus Christ. Simeon gets blessed. Simeon gets to touch God. Simeon, who has been praying in the temple for ages and ages, seeking God, and he heard the voice of God say that you will see me when I come. You won't die before it. If Mary or Jesus said, look, we don't got to do this. We know you're God. We know I'm pure. What happens? Simeon's robbed. Simeon doesn't get that grace. What happens if Anna, who has given her life in service of God, who is a prophetess even, if they don't humble themselves, Anna doesn't get to touch God. It's the same thing. It's the same thing in our lives. If we don't submit to God, if we don't put ourselves as low, if we don't offer ourselves in obedience to him and following our vocation and our state of life, what happens is that people don't get to touch or see God. Today, if we're worthy to receive Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, who offers himself for us, if we're able to take him upon our tongue and let him enter into our souls, we need to ask him a question. Say, Lord, what is it, that little thing within my life that I'm resisting obedience to you and pridefully putting myself above somebody else? What in that needs to die so that somebody else who encounters me today can see you, can taste you, can touch you? Ask him that in the Eucharist. Because if you submit yourself and make yourself low, like what happened to the purification of the Blessed Virgin Mary or the presentation of Jesus Christ, somebody's going to get to see, touch, and taste Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.